I'm Mike Puente at the main entrance of U.S. Steel's Gary Works in Gary, Indiana. This is a gritty Midwest town that is trying to embrace some of Pittsburgh's lessons, but is still very much involved in making steel. Jim Robinson says Gary's dependence on steel isn't likely to change anytime soon.
Gary's future is obviously not ever going to be decoupled from U.S. Steel simply because it's a major part of the city and a major part of the city's tax base.
Robinson started his career in steel more than 40 years ago. Back then, finding a job at a local steel mill was easy as pie.
Used to be you could walk up to the employment office and they'd try and talk you into starting in the afternoon. Certainly not true today.
Robinson should know he heads the district office in Gary for the United Steelworkers of America. He's seen jobs at U.S. Steel's Gary Works dwindle from 50,000 in the 1960s to just over 6,000 today. Robinson says the huge mill still produces 7 million tons of raw steel each year, about the same as it used to, but with far fewer workers. While Gary tries to attract new industries, moving toward fields such as education and medicine, like in Pittsburgh, may be difficult here because there's not much of a base to build on. But there are some signs that Gary is trying to follow Pittsburgh's lead. A Chicago firm wants to build a $100 million data storage facility on an empty lot here. Ben Clement, whose job is to attract new development to Gary, helped lure the company.
We definitely want to continue to embrace our industrial past. However, from a business perspective, we have to recognize that attracting or luring clean industries and high technology is going to be important for Gary's growth in our future.
Dean Kaplan heads Public Financial Management of Philadelphia and is working with Gary on its budget shortfall. Kaplan says while this city has assets to exploit, it needs to shift its thinking.
You're talking about making a major sea change in how places are perceived and really leveraging their assets in a way that may not have been done in a long time.
Rudy Clay is mayor of Gary. He says the city is committed to diversifying its economic base and is trying to expand its underused airport. It also wants to expand its own local college, Indiana University Northwest, and increase tourism. One way to do that is to honor its most famous former resident. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body now. That's right. Michael Jackson was born in Gary in 1958 and lived here until he was 10 years old. But Mayor Clay still sees U.S. Steel as this city's anchor, and he's not too worried it will pull up anytime soon.
No, they're not going anywhere. I think we're going to continue to be good corporate partners with U.S. Steel. They will be here.
Of course, steelworkers in Pittsburgh said the same thing 3 decades ago. But after all, when Gary was founded in 1906, it couldn't link its future to U.S. Steel any more closely. It named itself after the company's first chairman, Albert H. Gary. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente.